Are you seeking thrilling tales of adventure and superheroics? Do you crave the weekly drama of teenage hijinks and high school angst? Then don't miss the next issue of These Protean City Comics. This issue featuring...
I am Dr. Demoniaco Jr. With my mask, I fight back the shadows, because sometimes it takes a demon to hold back hell.
I'm Light Show, the human disco ball.
Now, with our heroes assembled, let's turn the page on this issue of Protean City Comics.
This is Volume 9, Dr. Demoniaco Jr. E. Light Show, Issue 2, Sangre de Lucha. The cover is designed like an old-fashioned luchador poster, divided in half down the middle. On the left are the masked faces of our heroes, Dr. Demoniaco Jr. and Light Show, their faces deadly serious and stately. On the right side, the villains, Vampira Mascara and Lunito, both are howling with face-contorting rage.
The first panel, or the first page of this comic is three panels and then a big panel. And the first panel is a close-up of Light Show's sneakers.
Okay.
And they light up.
Of course they do.
Because of course they do. The second panel is the view from like ground level of between the feet of Dr. Demoniaco Jr. and Light Show. And it's you can't see what's beyond them because Light Show has this kind of like strobe lighty flash that's going on. And the third like small panel is Dr. Demoniaco kind of tightening the wraps around his wrists, which have these
big lengths of spikes, like Baraka blades from Mortal Kombat.
Amazing. Yeah.
And then the big, like the thing that takes up the rest of the page is then the big reveal pullback of the two of them standing on the side of this this collapsed like mausoleum turned wrestling ring gladiatorial combat fight with the two villains.
Yeah, and there are some of Light Show's fans just being slowly floated on red mist to land on the ground. And then as soon as they're down, they just move into position. And there's a side of the ring that is clearly meant for the villains. And it is filled with all of these Light Show fans just sitting down and looking out with blank stares on their faces. They're in coats because it's cold enough this time of year, but additionally so, it's just like there's a biting chill. And you can see their cheeks are all a little bit red from that. But they're also wearing over their coats just like these black ties or across their faces, these black veils. And all of them are just holding in their laps these white flowers. And there's another side that's clearly set up to be the two of your side of the ring. And it's empty completely. There's a couple of just gravestones that have sort of floated down with the destruction of everything. But down in the ring, Katie.
I see the light.
One of your biggest fans is in her ref uniform talking into this skull microphone and saying, "And now we present, for your viewing pleasure, the deaths of Light Show and Dr. Demoniaco Jr." And there is just a soft, sort of cooing, whirring sound in the air for a moment. And then you realize that it is just the most that these fans can manage as they're sitting and watching this spectacle. It's kind of like a woo at the lowest possible energy, just kind of a release of breath from their lungs. And Lunito, this enormous werewolf, is then shown standing next to the Mascara of Vampira, and he just kind of holds a hand out. She takes a grip on his arm and just lifts herself to sit in his hand, which is an easy thing to do, these enormous, huge clawed hands. And he just kind of brings her to one side of the ring, and they lean against the ropes with just wide, huge grins on their faces.
There is a shot of like our empty corner, and like there's a close-up shot on Doc's face as he kind of whispers to Light Show, No fans in our corner.
Not yet. They'll see the light.
There's the next panel is actually a wide shot. The same close-up shot, but in like there's like several panels, and then there's a wide full-length panel. And it is kind of that same sepia tone that we've seen in the flashbacks earlier.
Yeah.
As kind of he kind of brings up his fists, and Doc says, "No fans is just the way I like it." And like the sepia tone flashback is of PCW, where the ring, the wrestling thing, and this terrible and yeah. Like we see over his shoulders in the stands, there are like four people.
Amazing.
In like this entire third, like quarter of the arena, there are four people, and we get then that's when you see here, this is just the way I like it.
Angel is definitely sitting out there in the sepia tone panel, yep. Just kind of like chilling there.
Arms crossed.
Yeah. Clearly not enjoying himself.
Very critical.
Very critical. So there's just steps leading down to the ring. And at that point, the werewolf leans back his head and just gives this enormous, wild howl. And a voice rings out as though amplified from all around. And it's a little tinny. It's a little unclear where it's coming from. And it says, "Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Reap Post coming to you, bringing the greatest hits of the 70s, 80s to today. We have on offering today live pay-per-view of your favorite Mascara Vampira." And at that point, the side of the ring that is designated for kind of your fans starts to like light up with all of these different little red lights, cameras of people all around Protean City tuning in to watch you die. At that point, Katie, standing in the middle of the ring, I saw the light, just drops. And she's lying in the middle of the ring, and there's just more lights turning on all over that side. There are hundreds of lights. This is more viewers than probably Light Show has ever had.
Yeah.
This is kind of huge.
As soon as she just like drops, like yeah. Collapses, Light Show is going to throw himself down into this arena.
Okay.
Like, he's probably not even going to take the stairs.
Okay.
Like, he's just going to like slide down the like the crumbled dirt sides.
Yeah.
And sprint towards her and try okay. to like just like grab her and see if she's okay.
And I think Doc is going to follow immediately after and like do a like run with all of his legendary speed and dive with all of his mighty strength, hit these like creepy ropes.
Yeah.
And like springboard off of them to throw a drop kick.
They feel wet. They feel like tendons. And so mm-hmm. you're going right after.
I'm going right after. Now. I'm not holding back. I have a plan.
Okay.
I just have to find. I have to get an opening that I can like ask a critical question and possibly try to push Light Show to do something.
Okay.
Big and risk big and possibly something that he can't do or that he thinks he can't do. Yeah, what happens is he hits the ropes. You know, he feels that we get a little bit of like a squick sound effect.
Yeah.
And he hops off, he hits the mat, rolls back, and tries to like clothesline Mascara Vampira
yeah.
like, over the ropes, basically trying to knock them out of the ring for a moment, knowing yeah. that this was not like enough to take them out, but like just enough that I can literally turn to Light Show and like get some quick questions in for a plan.
Yeah, and you're faster than Lunito. Even with the full moon,
mm-hmm.
he's not as fast as you. So you get those hits in, but it is like hitting just a mm-hmm. wall of muscle. He mm-hmm. he's got to weigh 700, 800 pounds. And when you go to catch Mascara, she just disappears in a mist of red.
Perfect.
And is floating in the air, like on the opposite side of the ring. So now you've got Mascara on one end, Lunito on the other, and the two of you in the center with Doc kind of like paired off with Lunito.
And so in that moment when he's taking point in that combat,
yeah.
Light Show has again like he dove down and then like rolled up onto into the ring and kind of like on it all fours scrambled to the middle of the ring and grabbed I See the Light.
Yeah.
And dragged her to the side. off to like just and like propped her up like leaning against the ring.
Yeah.
And it just so he grabs like a towel that's on the side of the ring.
Yeah.
And sort of like dabs at her face and sees if she's okay. And he's just like, Hey. You okay?
There is a moment where she's kind of gasping for breath, and then you see like a little bit of just light return to her eyes, and she kind of just for a second looks confused, and then this huge smile comes to her face, and she's got these just incredibly deep, huge dimples, and like just like all these freckles. It's like a very close up on her face that just feels like really close and intimate to this character. And she goes, "Light show, wow." And for like for that moment, like we have the panel that shows Light Show, like basically holding her up there, mm-hmm. and it is a moment of light. Then we get Repost's voice going like, and he comes in immediately getting right at it. I gotta say, there's something fun about playing with folks that are already dead. And I'm not talking about the bad ones today.
You have this moment. It's broken by Doc sliding on one knee to the ropes and like spinning so that his back hits the rope, and he kind of stops. And for a moment, like he kind of he's in like a just about run position, and he says, "Light show, what kind of light can you make?" As he asks that question, he immediately breaks into a sprint and catches Lupito, who is currently, I think, sitting up against a turnbuckle.
Okay.
And Doc runs at him and does what is called a face wash.
Okay.
Which is here, he runs at him, sticks his boot out, because he's on, like, the second rope turnbuckle,
yeah.
and just, like, boots his face.
Yeah.
Like,
boom. And we get a shot that just shows the wolfy face just turned to the side, and just an enormous amount of saliva just
and,
spattering out.
And then
the
like
night.
runs back to get the answer to the question.
And as Doc is running back, there's just a panel that shows him moving so quickly, and then the claws just mm-hmm. catch onto the back of his costume,
mm-hmm.
and he's just flung out into the stands,
all right.
like full body thrown by Lunito.
So we kind of cut back and there's a series of panels where we see Light Show and we see like the reflection in his eyes of this like red mist and stuff in the background. Mm-hmm. And you can see him like putting, and there's a memory of the speech bubble of you asking, what kind of light can you make? And you can kind of see him sort of like putting it together, and he's going to turn Katie around, put her in one of the front chairs or like somewhere in the bleachers so she could watch.
Yeah.
And he's going to take the goggly sunglasses off
yeah.
and put them on her. You're going to need these. I'm going to make all sorts of light.
Amazing.
And he's going to stand up and jump back up into the ring.
Yeah. And so we definitely get that shot of you coming back into the ring, and Mascara is turned towards you. And she just gets this smile that just splits her face. Her face, her smile is way too wide.
Creepy, yeah.
It's super creepy. Definitely like a creepypasta mm-hmm. kind of stuff. And she lurches forward, and one of her arms, the missing arm that's replaced by a spectral arm, just like stretches out and is like coming to scratch right towards you. What do you do?
So I think he's going to drop to the ground.
Okay.
And roll towards her.
Yeah.
But come back up on the other side of her. It's like it's a dive roll. And he's going to come back up on the outside of her arm.
Yeah.
And grab her and like pull her.
Yeah.
With the force of the attack. And
nice.
Throw her into the ropes.
Nice. And so she goes just tumbling over. She has very little weight because a lot of her isn't there.
Yeah.
And so you just like hurl her into it. She bounces right off of it. And just hurls herself into the air and turns into this red spectral wolf that's just diving right back towards you.
Mm-hmm.
But now we go back to the werewolf and to the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
I think at this point, we've got the two of you kind of locked
mm-hmm.
with the arms on each other's shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just a moment where Lunito just gives this horrible grin and says, "I'm hungry." And there's just like a panel where he just starts to lean forward, and there's just saliva dropping from his mouth and like landing on your mask and landing on you. and his mouth just starts to open up and it's just coming towards your face. What do you do?
We're in a collar and elbow tie up.
I'm gonna grab what I said.
I grab his hands and I think I'm gonna directly engage this because this is gonna be a big attack. As I like use my legendary strength and like at first he's overpowering me, but you know, wrestling is wrestling.
Wrestling.
The baby face is gonna power up, pull his arms aside, and in one fluid motion, throw his arms, grab his jaw, and pull it down as hard as I can, trying to dislocate the hell out of that jaw.
Nice. Go ahead and that is definitely directly engaging the threat.
All right. That's a 4. That's a 7.
Plus danger.
Plus danger is a 0, so that is a 7.
I thought I was certain that the legacy had a minus 1 to that.
I did. I took plus 1 to 1, and I put it up to danger because I knew I was going to be directly engaging some threats.
Okay. I was going to say, like, I felt like I remembered that.
No, I knew I was directly engaging some threats because,
Yeah. So that's a 7 to 9. So you choose one.
I'm going to pick resist or avoid their blows as I throw. And I think what it is I throw his arms aside, right?
Yeah.
And then I just grab it and I grab it and I drop down on one knee. So like I've got it in my hand and I drop down and it's just you hear and it's just in giant onomatopoeia just pop.
Yeah. And it's pop. Yap. Ow. And it's just like going across into the next like 6 mm-hmm. panels, cutting right across it into the alleys between. And in those, we have Mascara just starting to like summon this red energy all around her and making these vague motions in the air and just these spectral chomping mouths are appearing. There was one shot that shows you just like flipping the wolf over mm-hmm. your shoulder and she's back into her human form. And just these magical balls of kind of like Will o' the Wisp, but red and with mouths
mm-hmm.
are starting to just like hurl down towards you. And through the owl, we've got Repost's voice coming through and going, "Wow, that's gotta hurt. I'm gonna have to be bringing him back." and the fans are just the most hollow applause.
So Light Show is gonna run right at her, trying to get past the chomping like spectral mm-hmm. mouths, and he's going to. I am not going to use any of the right wrestling move words.
That's okay.
Here,
I haven't either.
I'll tag in.
But what he's going to do is basically he's going to like do the fake like stomp on her foot thing. And as she bends over to like in pain, he's going to grab her and lift her up over his head.
Yeah.
And so I imagine that the way that plays out is that when he lifts her and lifts her upside down, she starts to like mist out into the red mist.
Yeah.
And that's when he's going to let go of her and then just like holding his hands up on either side of where this red mist is starting to form.
Yeah.
Just like pulse sunlight at her.
Yep.
Nice. And I want to specifically and not just at her like on her but around her.
Yeah.
And this is a big like showy move.
Yeah.
And so when I directly engage a threat with an audience watching,
yeah,
because I'm there's an audience
right
watching.
Into that.
I can mark a condition to roll with plus superior instead of danger.
Nice.
So I'm gonna mark anger.
Okay.
And I'm actually gonna make an argument for something real quick. Okay. As we see as this is happening, there's a panel as the pulse we see lit in silhouette. We see Doc and we see the narrator panels of like, you have to show no mercy, kill anyone there who gets in your way, kill them too.
Yeah.
And we get that close up on the mouth and you see that thin line again, the black film. He says, yeah. There's another way. There's another way, Doc. We can do better than the old ways. And I'm going to go against the advice of my elder and mark potential.
Nice. Nice. And I think actually we get a panel after that that shows Angel back at home.
Mm-hmm.
And he's sitting in a very like full big chair.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got that black mask on that he put on when he thought he was going to have to go handle this himself.
Yep.
And in his hand, he's just holding a rosary. And there's a panel of him just looking sad as he moves through them. And then he has like a little satisfied smile on his face. And there's no explanation of mm-hmm. whether he actually knows, but he's feeling something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So back in the ring. Turns out.
Yeah.
Turns out.
Uh-oh.
Stage fighting, not super effective. I rolled a 2 plus 2 for my superior is 4.
We can spend 3. We have 3 team.
I don't
but
think
you
we
can't. You can only spend 1 team.
Oh,
so
okay,
that's fine. I failed.
Okay,
it happens. Yeah. I mark potential.
Yeah, you mark potential. And she kills you. And so you grab onto her and like you're like starting to do all of this light work, and then you see across the ring from you, one of your fans stands up and just calmly takes off his mask, and he is, and then there's like a little editor's note that says repost, see volume 7, and he makes eye contact with you and goes, "You're not following the booking." And he just like clicks a gun and points it at the head of one of your fans.
Oh no.
What do you do?
I think light show kind of freezes and stops making light for a second. And just kind of like panics and doesn't know what to do.
Yeah. And in that moment, Mascara like manages to deform and is just like pulls back for a moment. You can see her like sitting in the empty stands, just like gasping, and just like she spits up a little bit of blood that turns into red mist that floats up into the air. The next scene shows Lunito and he's holding his face and is clearly in an enormous amount of pain. And then along his back and down his arms, just bone spurs start sprouting through his fur. And he just goes, and just all human speech and intelligence is gone as he just charges at you. His claws on his feet are just ripping up the stone. And he's just going to be on you. He's not playing wrestling. He's mm-hmm. here to eat.
I think we see that in narration bubbles. We see like he is not here. He is not here to wrestle.
Maybe we could even give that to repost. Unless you want that as a
I think that's Doc's inner narration.
Nice.
Because he says he is not here to wrestle. He is here to eat. Unfortunately for him. And I hit the ropes. And I run up. And I throw my feet onto his shoulders and I swing my body in a tilt-a-whirl head scissors takedown. So I sort of do like a twirling motion. I use the momentum to like throw him to the mat and I lock him in a cross face, which is I pull my arms across the face and I just pull back and I've got his shoulder trapped. So like I'm just twisting it. And the thing is, unfortunately for him, I am here to wrestle.
Amazing.
It is a tap out maneuver.
Okay. Yeah.
I am trying to knock him out.
Yeah. That is definitely directly engaging a threat.
All right.
Go ahead and roll plus.
All right.
Danger.
7. What, 7?
All right.
I am actually going to create an I'm going to take the blow and create an opportunity for my ally.
Okay.
As I do this and I have him locked in. I think what happens is he like grabs me and picks me up and he like throws me down and I kind of like clamber up and then he runs at me.
Yeah.
So like I take a hit.
Yeah.
Is he greater than I in power?
What?
Is he greater than I in power?
I think so.
All right, cool. Cause I get a special move for that.
Okay.
Yeah. So what happens is I've got him locked in the submission and I just scream again. Brighter.
Amazing.
And I think that we get like a flashback as I'm saying, just scream again, brighter, again, brighter. We just see flash, like it's a 9-panel grid and it's 5 panels in like an X pattern of me yelling that.
Yeah.
And 4 panels of Angel saying, like screaming that like kendo stick in hand as I'm doing drills, like again, faster, again, brighter, again, faster. And it's amazing. Like that same thing. And I'm just like, fully channeling.
Yeah. So you do have to take the blow.
Yes,
though.
I do take a powerful blow. When I take a powerful blow from someone far greater than me, I use this move instead and roll Savior.
Nice.
Which is +2. That is a 3, 6, 7, 8. On a 7 and 9, I mark a condition. But on a hit, I stand strong and choose one. I am going to get an opportunity or opening. No, I'm going to rally the hit and inspire the team, add one team to the pool.
Nice.
As that really is exactly what I was totally describing. Fits. And then for my condition, I'm going to mark angry.
Yeah, that checks out.
You're both angry.
You're both angry.
this is what I do, and it's not pleasant.
Yeah.
So I think that maybe the way that plays out as you are sort of exchanging those blows, that the way that opportunity presents itself, because you open an opportunity, is that Repost, who was pointing a gun at one of my viewers, is like becomes like heavily focused on the action on the the screen, and maybe he starts narrating it like with some words.
It's like. Oh, here we go. Back into the action. Let's see if the reboot of Dr. Demoniaco can live up to the previous one.
And so in that moment, he pulls his gun away from the fan's head and maybe points it towards the stage. Like, he's just kind of like forgets he has it in his hand for a second, which is going to give Light Show the moment that he needs to like to act without worrying about his fan. And he is going to sort of like put his hands together and try to like focus a beam of light at Vampira in the seats where she's sort of recovering.
Yeah. Roll to directly engage a threat.
All right.
It's go time. We're hitting hard hits now.
Do I want to mark another condition? Yeah, I'm marking another condition. So I'm gonna
mark. The star is so self-destructive and I love it.
Yeah.
Of course you choose the star.
And I'm gonna mark
I'm fine. If you want that team, I will offer you.
Don't you also gain your superior?
So that's 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Oh, you had rolled the 9 on the dice. Yeah, I thought you would. That was you adding your stats was to 9. If you had gotten the 9, I would have thrown that team down.
I marked guilty.
Okay.
Because I feel guilty that my fans
are in legitimate danger.
And I brought them here.
Yeah.
So that was a, what was it?
An 11?
An 11.
Oh, and so and then it works normally as a directly engage.
Yeah.
Okay. So in that case, you get to choose 2.
Oh, I think I'm gonna resist and avoid their blows, and I'm just gonna create an opportunity for my ally. That feels like a really wrestly thing to do.
That does.
I think that what I'll do is so I shoot this powerful beam of like condensed sunlight at her. And she probably just goes kind of crazy. And mists out and does whatever like is like trying to find a way to get away from this beam of light and probably the pulsing light that he's doing.
Yeah, there's like a panel that shows her like head doing the creepy horror of going in every direction thing, just like an elongated mouth and big, huge vampire teeth.
Yeah. And Light Show is going to run towards her.
Yeah.
Just spraying the area with light. But when he hits the edge of the ring, instead of continuing that attack, he hits the ropes and bounces backwards towards Lunedo, where he is going to, I guess, just like throw himself at Lunedo.
Yeah.
To try to give Dr. Demoniaco a moment to like get back up and recover and And probably the way this will play out is then he throws Lunito into the ropes,
yeah,
and gets out of the way so yeah, that flying back from the ropes back toward Dr. Demoniaco, he can handle the rest.
Yeah. And we get a panel that shows Mascara, and there's a lot more of her like missing now. And it's just like floating hole of mist in the middle of her that's starting to like have some of the redness sort of like kind of bleed in to cover it, but it is just like her form is so spectral at this point. Yeah. And you slam into Lunito and you give him the opportunity, and then you just feel this clamping around your ankles, and you're just like pulled down so that you like your stomach goes down on the mat and you're being dragged towards the edge. There is just this red spectral mist at the edge of it that is forming just a mouth and like a gnawing, slathering mouth with just like pustulating pores that are just threatening to just devour you. But importantly, you've got an opportunity. Lunito, totally thrown off. Mm-hmm. He's got like one paw covering up his mouth, the side of his mouth to kind of like just stop you from hitting that again. And he's making these wide, huge swipes, just like slashing at the air. And when he hits the ground with them, because he's got these long mm-hmm. arms, he just rips up stone and sends like little bits of shrapnel up.
And what I am going to do is using his momentum as much as my legendary strength.
Yeah.
Grab him at the waist, lift him up. And like, I'm gonna turn around and I'm gonna spine buster him. So I'm gonna pick him up, spin him around, slam him spine first into the mat. Then I'm gonna like climb up, point, and we get the finger pointing with the stake.
Yeah.
And go for a running Superman punch to the back of Mascara's head.
Yeah.
To just dive that, or I guess right into her chest and drive that stake in
And
all of this.
Yeah. Lunito goes down hard. He's just like lying back there for a moment. And he starts to sit up for a second and tries to move a little bit. And his tongue just kind of like rolls out the side of his mouth. And he just like puts his head down. And Riposte is up in the stands going like, no, come on. Oh, come on, this was going to be such a great revival. This was going to invigorate the wrestling community. This could have been something really great. You just had to die here. Forget it. I'm never working with B-class villains again. And he starts to, like, turn and is starting to, like, he's got to, like, kind of climb out. And he's sort of, like, starting to climb up the collapsed walls to get out of this ravine pit thing. We get this shot that shows Doctor like hurling himself up mm-hmm. above Light Show, because Light Show is being kind of dragged mm-hmm. back towards Mascara, and there's this enormous spectral mouth, mm-hmm. and Doctor's just jumping over and past it, and that sounds like directly engaging
a
threat.
Sure does. That's a straight four.
That's a straight four. You get to Mascara. And she just grabs onto your face and gives you this wicked smile and says, welcome to the fold, and bites your neck hard. There's a single panel that shows her, and she's kind of like holding you as though you're delicate, and like you're mm-hmm. kind of like, there's a bit of a swoon to it, and her teeth are just bit hard into your neck.
Mm-hmm.
And we can see there's just these lines of black energy and moving down from where she's biting. And you are being dragged towards that mouth. Oh, you know, at this point, I think that that's going to take the majority of her attention. So you're like suddenly, as you're being dragged, you're mm-hmm. kind of like pulling at the ground, trying to stop. And then you're just like thump. You're let go. You can see that Dr. Demoniaco is in this vampiric embrace. And Riposte is making his escape.
So I think I jump up onto the ropes, like climb up on top of the corner on top of the turnbuckle.
Yeah.
And sort of looking over the whole scenario. And I want to try to assess the situation.
Okay, great.
Looking out over the crowd and seeing like what their status is to see if they're still like kind of...
Perfect. Go ahead and roll plus superior. It's a good thing you're rolling with your superior. That was a close call there.
So it was an 8.
So on a 7 to 9, you get to ask one of the questions.
Okay. I guess I want to ask, what here can I use to break the mind control on my fans and like free their mind?
There is a spell put into the ground of the ring. And like there's a couple chunks missing from the stone from Lunito, just being very enthusiastic. But that is more or less like a place of power that has been created by Mascara. So that's what's keeping all of the people enthralled. So if you basically break the ring or get your fans away from the ring, either of those will lift what's going on.
Like just the... Do you mean like the ground of the ring?
Yeah, the
like
ground
there's
of the
a
ring.
Big like pentacle. Okay.
Yeah.
So I like the idea that the way this plays out is he gets up high on top of these ropes.
Yeah.
And he looks out over the fans and he sees them thralled by the like looking at the ring, almost not even paying attention to the action that's happening outside the ring.
Yeah.
Like they are staring at the ring. And because he's up high, he looks down and he sees the pentagram.
Yeah.
And he sees that it's been started to be like chunks are taken out of it as the ring has been beaten up. And he's going to look at Lupita and just point at him as he's sort of like regaining his composure.
Yeah.
And Light Show is going to turn and say, hey, Beast, why don't you try fighting me for a change? And he's going to dive onto the mat or onto the center of the ring to where he thinks that he can where if Lunito were to attack him and miss he would do a lot of damage to the ring and he's just gonna like kind of like make it look like he landed poorly and sprawl out on the center of the mat like on top of the ground and I want to try to provoke him.
I was gonna say that sounds like provoking.
6 total?
Just 6, yeah.
Just 6?
6 plus superior minus 2 because I'm guilty.
Do you want a point of team?
Yeah, that must be nice.
Point of team.
Can we do a team thing?
Okay, so there's two ways you can do this. If you have an idea on how you can help him with the issue with Lunito, then you can do that and spend one team. The other way to spend one team is to ignore, insult, or put your teammates in danger to shift your labels. We get a panel that shows Dr. Demoniaco just letting out a gasp that starts with pain and ends in pleasure.
So yeah, and in this moment I am sort of, I've seen my friend get captured or get grappled, and I am taking this moment to not even deal with is it Lunito?
Lunito, yeah.
I've been calling them the wrong name.
You may have been calling them the wrong name. I didn't realize that until the very last time you did it.
And so I'm not even really dealing with Lunito as a threat. I'm trying to break my fans free.
Yeah.
So this is sort of me acting very selfishly.
Yeah. Buy that.
So I That's will, perfect. So I can shift my labels.
So you can shift your labels, yeah.
And so I will shift my superior up 1.
Yeah.
To 3, and I'm going to shift my savior down, I think.
Oh, that is so appropriate. Oh my god.
I'm choosing to be superior and the thing that the fans want me to be, but I'm not saving my actual friend who needs immediate help.
Yeah. So we do get the panel that shows Lunito like diving at you, and the first swipe doesn't do it. And that's when we get the shot of Light Show looking up at Dr. Demoniaco and just making a decision and diving back in, and Lunito just like jumping and coming down hard, bringing his claws into the ground and just shredding stone and like hurling up bits of shrapnel all around him. And we get a panel now of the doctor. And there are just these black tendrils going up his face, going up to his eyes, just anywhere that his skin is shown, which actually is your entire chest.
Yeah.
So there's just black coming down and like formed in these like huge visible veins.
But then something unexpected happens. And the black keeps spreading even more and more. And then the veins start turning red, like bright red, like the bright red on his mask. And like we get these shots and like that moan of pleasure keeps going. We see the black film once and then it's just black. And then the jaws smile.
Oh, man.
the horned like the head things just turn into like curled goat horns.
Amazing.
And like, and then we get flashback to Angel's place and the rosary breaks.
And the beads just fall and drop one after the other.
And we see two panels. One, terror. And then the biggest grin as suddenly it is not just a mask and it is not just an identity, but the demon within that has been holding back the gates of hell has taken the driver's seat.
Yeah, there's just an explosion of force all around, and things are just, like, there's just shattering stone, and that burst of magical energy blowing out, and there's just screams and shouts, and when everything clears, we get three panels. One shows Light Show standing in the ring with Lunito, who has shifted back into his human form and is just like curled up in a crevice in the broken stone. One shows Angel, and he's grabbed a baseball bat. It's just kind of like a security baseball bat. And he's running towards where there's just this plume of energy and smoke. And one shows Dr. Demoniaco Jr. in full monstrous demon form. And there are two bite marks still visible on his neck. But Mascara Vampira is on the ground, staring up with just wide bloodshot eyes. And she says, "No, you can't. You aren't capable of this. You don't have it in you, you whelp." And she's attempting to shift your labels.
All right.
She's lowering your danger and raising your mundane.
I'm gonna reject that.
Okay. Go ahead and roll to reject, which is just a flat roll. All
right. 7, 8, 9.
Fantastic. On a 7 to 9, you hold true to yourself. You can clear a condition or mark potential by immediately acting to prove them wrong. Shift one label up and one label down, your choice. Or cancel their influence and take +1 forward against them.
I'm definitely proving her wrong.
Okay.
I definitely have the power to do this. So I'm going to clear a condition. Oh, I've only got the one. I'm going to clear angry. There's no more anger here.
So I think we definitely get a panel that shows your face just twisted in like contorted rage. Like, maybe even like some like foam coming up around your twisted demon mouth, and then calm.
And then, and then calm. And then two fingers and sort of a gun just point, and like hell, like fire and brimstone and the smell of sulfur as just a blast of unholy, holy flame just like just engulfs her.
Roll to directly engage a threat.
10. 10.
Damn. So that you get to choose two.
I'm definitely resisting blows. And I am impressing, surprising, or frightening the opposition. I don't think Repost knew that this was an option.
No, I don't think he did either. And he's just like climbing out as well as he can. And he's like, "What are they even doing? They're not sticking with any of the continuity." And like he's shouting that. And then because we see in the background just like the hellfire just bursting and showing Dr. Demoniaco's face as he's just shooting flame down into the vampire. And then it stops. And there's just like a black hole where she used to be. And Riposte gets to the top of the crevasse and just takes a baseball bat to the face as Angel just comes up and just whacks him. He like kind of just puts the bat over his shoulder, and you can see he's shirtless in his pants with the black mask on, and he's got a tattoo of angel wings just like all down his back, just like kind of like folded down. And he's just looking down at you, and he's got the mask on, but it doesn't cover enough of his face to hide the concern. Now, at this point, our foes are taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of very concerned, there's a lot of like freaked out fans that just saw terrible, terrifying things. What is Light Show doing?
So I think if he, once he sees that, that Vampira has sort of been dealt with.
Yeah.
And Riposte has been dealt with.
Yeah.
And Lunito is back in human form.
Yeah.
He's going to like make eye contact with Katie.
Yeah.
And wave her back up because she's still wearing the referee costume. And she's going to like, and he's going to like point at her shirt.
Yeah.
And she's going to look down and realize that.
Yeah.
And like hurry back up to the stage. And yeah, he's going to like, and so there's a couple panels of just sort of like, not silence because it's comic, but like,
yeah,
where like she, where Light Show is going to turn to Dr. Demoniaco Jr. and wave him up to the stage or to the, this ring, and standing on top of the, like the broken up, floor.
Yeah.
I see a light or Katie or whatever is going to grab their arms and raise them
high up and
declare them the winner.
Yeah. And there is just thunderous applause from the fans,
yeah,
because you just did hero stuff. They are raising your savior and lowering your mundane.
Okay, I'll accept that.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
And so is that then, do I also...
Yeah, you change the labels and then you...
Mark potential, or clear condition.
Clear condition.
Cool, so I'm not angry anymore. Or I don't feel guilty anymore.
Oh, perfect.
That makes way more sense.
Yeah. This was a big superhero moment for Light Show.
Mm-hmm. And they also got to see stuff that kind of looked really fake on TV in real life, and it didn't look so fake.
Yeah.
And while the crowd is cheering, Light Show is going to turn to Dr. Demoniaco and just be like, hey, like, you okay, man?
I think between that and the calling the match over, I feel like that is comforting and or supporting. To try to, like,
I can
calm
see
me
that
down as, like, the match is over. I no longer have, like, the demon can go away.
Yeah, go ahead and roll to comfort or support.
6, 5, 4
Okay.
So 4.
So here's what I'm going to say. He fought by your side,
mm-hmm,
and the fight is over. The demon can go away now. Do you let the demon go away?
I let the demon go away.
So the demon fades. It goes back into the mask. And you put a hand up to your neck, and it comes away red. And then what do you say to him?
You saved a lot of people tonight.
And as he says that, through the mesh of the mask, we can see that his teeth are still elongated.
No.
And up on top, Angel is looking down, and we get the view from behind him that shows his angel wings and shows the two of you in this broken, destroyed ring. And then we cut forward. The three of you are going to be leaving this place, and a lot of other people are going to be leaving this place. Are you leaving together, and are you leaving with Angel?
I think I'm leaving alone.
Okay.
I think I'm leaving entirely alone, because I'm not happy about this.
And are you following or going somewhere else?
I think I'm probably going with my fans.
Okay.
Wherever they're taking me.
Yeah.
To some bar, or not a bar,
yeah,
we're young, but to some local diner or something. Yeah.
Actually, I do think
not
I'm...
Not Dynamite Jacks.
Not Dynamite Jacks.
You go to a different place.
Yeah.
I do think I'm leaving with Angel. I think there's a moment where, like, I go up to him and he sees the bite marks.
Yeah.
And I just say, we have to deal with this.
And he nods and he puts a big hand on your shoulder. And then we're going to get kind of two interspersed sets of scenes. The first... on one side, we have all of the Light Show scenes, and they're bright and cheery and It's you celebrating with your fans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got his sunglasses back on. He's making like colored lights.
Yeah. There's like a row of like those milkshake glasses and they're all lit up different colors.
Yeah.
And just nice celebration times. And then we have back in Angel's house, and you're standing in the bathroom with him, and he's got like your mouth open,
mm-hmm.
and he's looking at the teeth and just kind of nodding and looking to an old battered leather book
mm-hmm.
that has all of his notes through the years. And he says, Luciano, you did well. I can feel the echoes from the mask. You did well.
Did I, though? And I kind of, like, gestured to the...
Mascara is gone. And Lunito is no small fry. You did good work out there, you and that light show kid. But now I gotta be asking myself, are you gonna keep doing good work out there? Or are you gonna become one of them?
Whatever it takes. However much pain and suffering it takes. Whatever secrets you've got in that leather book. I'm gonna do good out there. We fix this.
You see his face, and at this point, both of you are masks off, I mm-hmm. think. And he nods at you, and we get, like, the shot in the bathroom with both of you looking in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And he picks up the little, like, one of the bits of steak mm-hmm. that you had in your glove, and he just slips it into the leather book, and then takes the book and just, like, puts it against you. And says, good. Because if it comes down to it, and you don't, I will kill you myself. And then he just, like, kind of cups the back of your head mm-hmm. and brings you in for a hug.
Mm-hmm.
And I think at that point, he's lowering your savior mm-hmm. and raising your danger.
I'll accept that.
Okay. And back with Light Show, you are surrounded with your fans
mm-hmm.
and they are ecstatic. They're like cheering and shouting and all of that. And then we get a scene that you're like on your phone and we see the text messages, like the communication that you had
yeah.
with Dr. Demoniacal.
And I think that the way that that this plays out
yeah.
is so then we see that text message communication.
Yeah.
And it's just three or four messages to Dr. Demoniaco.
Yeah.
Like 3 minutes ago, 6 minutes ago,
yeah.
and 20 minutes ago, and no responses.
Yeah.
And there's just like a panel of Light Show looking down at his phone and then looking out at the crowd. And then the like maybe the last panel is him touching his neck.
Yeah.
Where Dr. Demoniaco was bitten.
Protean City Comics is a production of the Stop, Hack, and Roll podcast network. It is produced and edited by James Malloy. This issue was emceed by Brandon Leon Gambetta, who can be found on Twitter at Dr. Captain Cobalt. Dr. Demoniaco Jr. was played by Jeff Stormer, who can be found on Twitter at Party of One, which is also the title of his hit podcast, Party of One. Light Show was played by James Malloy, who can be found on Twitter at AndTheMeltdowns. The introduction is voiced by Peter DiGilio. All music was composed by Jim Malloy. Masks, A New Generation, is a game by Brendan Conway and published by Magpie Games. This podcast is created thanks to the financial support of backers at patreon.com/stophackandroll. Join us on our Discord at discord.stophackandroll.com. Follow us on Twitter @ProteanCity and on Instagram @ ProteanCityComics. Subscribe to Protean City Comics on iTunes or anywhere podcasts are found. Join us next Wednesday to find out what thrilling adventures lie ahead.